What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
All right, so I just got back from vacation. My second time in Jamaica, but Seth, my first time doing an all-inclusive adults-only resort.
Nice.
It was fun. Yeah, it was good, man. No kids running around. It was great. No offense.
Oh, it's adults only.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, adults. It's phenomenal. It's the way to go. And I'd never done one of these.
Amy, which Hedonism was this?
It's right across the street from Hedonism 2. It was the Hideaway Royalton.
Is it really right across the street?
Right across the street from Hedonism 2. And there was a nude beach across the bay from us.
Okay.
Like you could. I mean, the people were very tiny from the view we were at. But no, we were...
Do you see any pouting husbands at your resort? Looking wistfully and longingly over at Hedonism 2?
Yeah, this is...
Yeah, you're all into it, Jack, until your wife gets involved, too. And then you realize, maybe I'm not as open as I thought I was.
We were sandwiched by a couple of nude resorts, yes.
Yeah.
Ours was clothed. So it was fun, man. It was good. And we were very, very relaxing. Great time. We went for five nights, six days. These are the things I learned. Good job on the music, Ben. These are the things I learned. Five things I learned. Half of them I learned two or three of them I learned in the ride in our cab back to the airport this weekend from our driver named Greg. They called him Greg in the skinny jeans, and I'll tell you why in just a second. But he told us that there are three ways to get shot in Jamaica. If Jamaica people are mostly nice. There's three ways to get shot in Jamaica. Brake checking somebody if you're driving.
You get shot.
I approve.
Yeah. I approve of that.
Those are bad people who are... Yeah, so if you...
I'm more likely to be the brake checker himself.
Yeah.
So, that's good to know.
If you brake...
Why? Is it was there a lot of tailgating? Like, what are the normal...
Yeah.
It's a different vibe.
It is
driving. Yeah.
It's a very much a free-for-all driving.
Driving in the islands is, yeah. It feels like you're on a go-kart track.
Yes, it's all, yeah. The roads are terrible. It's all one lane on each side. In Jamaica, it's like England, where they've got the steering wheel on the right side and you're driving on the left side. It's very disorienting. And people do. They tailgate. They get up close to you. It's very disorienting. Brake checking somebody. The second way you can get shot, this one was wild. If you get into a fender bender, if you get into a fender bender with somebody and the two of you agree not to involve the authorities, then I'll just pay. It's my fault. I'll pay you cash.
Yeah.
Or I'll pay you down there. Not pay you cash, but it's my fault. Let me know how much it is and I'll pay you. Here's my information. If you ghost that person, if you're the one that has to pay, they will come find you.
Oh, yeah.
And shoot you. Yes. Yeah. According to Greg, the limo driver. Yes. They will come shoot you. Number three. And this one is kind of the way it is in the United States, too, at least with the mafia. It's according to our limo driver. If you collaborate on somebody with somebody on a crime, but then you get caught and you plea out and you rat the person out, you will get shot as well.
You'll get shot?
Yes.
I don't, that's not as much the case anymore. Rico kind of didn't put an end to a lot of that
stuff anymore. Yeah. So
you talk to Vice cops, and cops are like, it's ridiculously easy to get people to confess once they...
Oh, yeah. We got soft.
Yeah, so, no, it sounds like they're maybe a little bit more old school over there, according to Greg the limo driver.
According to Greg the limo driver, yeah. According to Greg in the skinny jeans.
Well, that is a classic, though, too. Man, that's... It's extra when you consider, I don't know, like doing time in an American federal prison versus in a Jamaican prison, I don't know. Maybe I'm guilty of bias here, but I'm a lot more scared of doing 20 years in a Jamaican prison.
Out of the country.
Yeah.
Hey, speaking of which, you know who was at our resort as well? Brittany Griner.
Speaking of somebody
who spent time in a foreign
prison. Vacationing.
She was at our resort as well. All right, so that's number one. I learned the three ways you can get shot in Jamaica. I'm not telling you this so you can get shot. I'm telling you this so you can avoid getting shot. All right, number two, also from Greg, the limo driver. The way they address people there is wild. You're allowed to address people by using an adjective that describes what they look like. He's like, no, it's not out to the question, Bond, to walk up to
you. You mean like red if they've got red hair?
Something red, but this was a big one. He's like, watch this. This woman over here, I'll say, yo, fatty, a woman.
Uh-huh.
And he pulled over, rolled down the window. I'm like, you don't need to do this to demonstrate. Rolls down the window. He said, yo, fatty. And she turns around. She's like, what do you need, man? Like, they responded to it. Like, they not offended. He's like, we don't have thin skin, man. We don't have thin skin.
That's good.
Yeah.
You should take a vacation there and just to go around and have people like build up the calluses to what you would otherwise perceive as an insult.
Dude, I didn't believe him. I thought he was setting me up. I'm like, there's no way you can walk up to a woman and say, yo, fatty.
You thought that fat woman was a plant.
Maybe. Well, he pulls over. We pulled up as we're driving on the one road that leads to the airport from our resort, a two-hour drive.
Yeah.
We had to drive through like some sort of political rally. Their election is coming up soon, so the road was all blocked with people demonstrating and whatnot. So he rolls down the window, some big, huge, fat guy. Yo, Biggs, how much longer we got to wait here before these people move? And I'm like,
Biggs is less insulting than fatty, though.
It is. But he was fat. So I said, yo, Biggs, you can call short people, yo, short man. Mm-hmm. So that I was a little taken aback by. I'm going to try it out in the United States and just see what happens. You know, just walk up to a woman and say, yo, fatty, and see what happens.
You should have gotten out at the people that were picketing and just been a counter-protester to see how that would have gone.
And yell it all.
They're like, hey, fatty, I disagree with you. Hey, Greg said it was fine.
Dude.
What? Hey, why?
It was one of those situations. Like we're literally in a car in the middle of this road with all these people in the waving flags and yelling and screaming. I'm like, I guess we're gonna be okay. You know, like I guess it'll be fine. So the limo driver wore jeans. He wore skinny jeans. That's what the people at my hotel at our resort called him, Greg with the skinny jeans. The bartender yelled at me. Yo, pretty eyes. And I'm like,
sounds like everybody. Yeah, sounds like you. I see why you like this little cultural
pretty
thing.
Eyes. I got a lot of compliments like all in my sudden, eyes.
Oh, hey, fatty.
Yeah.
Hey, goiter. Hey, hey, body odor. But then Sean gets the hey, pretty eyes.
Pretty eyes. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was good.
Questioning his own sexuality in an experimental environment. Yeah.
Yo, pretty eyes. Yeah. All right. Number three. And this is the one that people were guessing about on the text page. Apparently, Seth, I know you may be skeptical about this.
Yeah.
Apparently, KFC is some sort of delicacy down there to the point where Greg in the skinny jeans told us this is the equivalent for the people in the drive-thru there of going to a nice steakhouse in Jamaica. The people.
Oh, yeah?
Yes. Think of the worst drive-thru line you've ever stood in in your car for fast food, and then double it. That's how popular KFC is in Jamaica. It's incredible.
How many KFCs are there?
We passed two on our drive to the airport. It was a very rural drive. One was in the town. One was in Negril, the town we stayed in. The other one was in a town, I think, called Hopeland or something. This was the biggest fast... It was a two-story KFC.
Yeah.
It was huge. It was crazy. So,
Marta, yeah. I wonder if they have probably jerk chicken in the KFC.
Maybe.
Which
I
would think would be the first thing that a big company would screw up when you go in and do jerk chicken in the place where jerk chicken is a specialty.
Yeah.
But maybe they nailed it just right.
Maybe, yeah. Maybe. Amy and I, we were looking into some excursions when we were there. You know, you go out with the dolphins or you go on some glass bottom boat or whatever. We ended up just doing massages. But we were looking into them and one of them was some sort of speedboat. that also offered a fine lunch, quotes, afterwards, it was KFC. That's what the lunch was. So they view KFC very highly down there. Now, number four, these are the five things I learned in Jamaica. Number four, somebody asked earlier, did you have another public restroom incident like you did when you went up to Boston and you saw that guy essentially humping a urinal with his pants around his ankles?
Yeah.
No, nothing that graphic, but there were at least two restrooms that I went into on the final days of our trip. And they were labeled men's and women's. There were men's and women's rooms. One a family room, men's and women's. Went into the men's room. There's a woman in there just mopping away and cleaning. And I turned around and I'm like, am I in the right one? And she, both of them, kind of point over like, let's right back there, you know, go pee back. I am peeing at a urinal with a woman mopping the floor like 15 feet from me.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, you never see. Yeah, not bad.
So, yeah, they don't bother closing the bathroom down or anything. Yeah, I like that.
Yeah.
That's if you just pretend she's your sister or your mom or something,
I guess.
Right?
I mean, it's the same country that has hedonism and hedonism 2 in it or whatever. So, yeah, we're just going to pee while,
Did you get like a bow chicken down wow type of vibe to it? Or was it,
But if there's any producers of adult films out there that are looking for a new scene, that might be a way to start one. I don't know how the scene ends. I don't know what happens during the scene. I can imagine. But I was very taken aback that on back-to-back days, I'm like, all right, I guess I'm just still. Because here they would put like a yellow little floor tent in front saying, hey, we're cleaning this right now.
Yeah.
If there were a woman in there. Mm-hmm. There in Jamaica, let your freak flag fly, man. Go pee right near Shauna Kay, the janitor. All right, number five. I told you this is the first all-inclusive I've done. Have you done an all-inclusive before, you and Brandon?
Yeah, a long time ago. Yeah. I got bored of it after 3 days.
Yeah.
Brandon and I started going out and doing a lot of stuff off the resort,
did
which
you?
Then felt like a huge waste of money because I, you know, like,
we didn't leave.
I was like, every time I was having lunch or dinner somewhere else, like, I already paid for, basically, I'm paying twice for this dinner.
We paid for two meals since we've been back in the United States, and it felt totally awkward to pay for it. I'm like, what is this? What is this piece of paper I'm being
just
handed?
Walk out?
Yeah, that's a check. But I made sure to tip, and I don't know, like, tipping is a very...
Oh, I thought you weren't allowed to tip at those.
I don't know. I
guess it depends on the country you're in.
Yeah, I saw other people tipping as well. I'm uncomfortable.
Yeah.
I'm uncomfortable not tipping. This was my tipping menu. You tell me if you think these are reasonable tips, and I'm sure the text page will absolutely weigh in on this. I tipped $1 for each individual drink we had at the bar. You know, it's all inclusive, so they were all free if we wanted. And not everyone. You know, so you're in the pool. I don't have any cash on me or anything. A round of drinks that was like brought to us by somebody like on the beach, I gave $5. Room service, I tipped $10. Like for burgers, we only did burgers and pizza for room service. A meal in a nice restaurant, I left a 20 spot at the table. Housekeeping, I tipped $50 for the week. And then we were in a suite that we had a couple like dedicated like butler types.
Butlers?
Yeah, we had butlers for the, we had two butlers. Dwight.
You had two Jeeves?
Dwight and O'Keen were their names. O'Keen is Jamaican for Jeeves, yes.
Okay. Yeah. So they weren't dedicated just to you.
Not
probably,
just to though, us, right? But they were, yeah. but they were, the service was excellent. I gave them each $100.
Those seem like, for an all-inclusive resort, those seem like pretty generous tips.
I was getting treated better and better as the trip went on. And so I think I could tell like I was an outlaw. This is not me bragging about being this amazing tipper. I just didn't know what the rules were.
We were at one where, I can't remember whether this was in the U.S. or in the Bahamas. We were one where it was strictly, like, they were adamant, like, don't tip. And I still, like, I'm like you feel uncomfortable about it. So I tried to tip, and the bartender was like, no, we can't. If we get caught accepting a tip, we lose our jobs.
Oh, okay, this is not that.
Which is nice, because it takes away that pressure of feeling like, well, wait a second, am I just like the, are only the jerks not chipping?
Yeah. So this, they definitely weren't that. They didn't correct us on it or anything like that. They were happy to take the money, but I just didn't know what the rules were when I went down there, you know? So I created my own menu of tipping for the trip.
No, you sound like a great philanthropist with that.
I am. I'm sure they went.
Yes.
I'm sure they went and they're building.
You probably changed lives that vacation.
They're clearly, Dwight and O'Keen told me at the end that we're going to go build a children's hospital now.
Yes. That take away any of that guilt that you felt about driving through dirt streets and incredibly impoverished people on your way to your palace of opulence. Yes. Your $1 tip at the bar probably fixed the entire nation, Sean.
It was nice. We went like pretty top shelf on that. We don't normally go like to this level of vacation. Like we blue collar our way. You know, we go on road trips.
You're a Carnival Cruise Line guy. Yeah.
I don't do cruises. I watched that documentary.
Okay. Wait. All right. I watched the documentary too about the poop cruise.
Yeah, the poop cruise.
I got to tell you, Sean.
Yeah.
I've never been more disappointed in Americans in my life. These people, it's in a 1 hour documentary with people saying, they said I had to poop in a bag and I didn't know what I was going to do. I went 5 days without pooping so I wouldn't have to poop into a bag.
Oh, that guy was the worst.
What the hell is that? You poop in a bag. Yeah. Just do it. What's wrong with you?
Yeah.
I like the one Russian lady on there who was like, this happened. This is what you expect to happen.
She was a ship employee and she talked about how much sex there was on the boat all the time. Amongst the employees. Yeah.
They had to use those red bags as condoms at the end there.
She was a horny little thing.
I'm going to go poop in a bag during the next break just to show those clowns how not big a deal it is.
Did you, other than that, did you enjoy the documentary?
I didn't really like it because it was 75% pooping in a bag.
Yeah,
and
it was.
People acting like the Grim Reaper was coming for him because of it.
Yeah.
It was kind of scary. I felt bad for the father who was there with his young daughter.
Yeah, that sucked.
And he felt like he was failing her because it was his job to protect
her. He was a recently divorced dad, too.
Yeah.
I can empathize with that. You're like, when you're recently divorced, like, this better be the most kick-ass vacation of all time with my kids.
Not to mention they didn't have any cell service, so you know the mom is freaking out at home because she isn't hearing anything from the daughter.
Yeah.
For however long it was.
She likes him better than me.
She's probably, I'd be thinking like, she's calling the cops for sure.
Yeah.
She thinks I've abducted our daughter.
How about when the boat that was actually like operating properly sailed by them and was all, they're all dancing on the, and everybody runs over to that side of the boat just to catch their Wi-Fi for a few minutes.
Yeah.
Just to check. That was wild. Text message. That's exactly the amounts I tip, Pendergast. Okay, good. Always tip your butler at the beginning of the trip. He will live in your back. Always tip your butler at the beginning of the trip. He will live in your back pocket. Okay, well, living in my back pocket makes it sound like anytime living in a pocket makes it sound like he's going to want more money. But I think what you mean is that he'll be at our beck and call is what I think that is. Yeah. What resort, bro? It was the Hideaway at Royalton in Negril. It was really good. The adults only side. The other side of the resort had kids. Someone is texting about my saying, thank God, no kids. Like, why do you hate your kids so much, Sean? My kids are all in their mid-20s now. I don't hate kids. I just don't need them running around the pool when I'm spending thousands of dollars on an expensive vacation. That's all.
Yeah, we're at this point. Like, why do we have to bring our children and dogs everywhere now anymore? Right. You know? Anytime. All right. Let's go back to us. Everybody's always talking about how you want it to be like it was back in the day.
Yes.
You know what? You know what you were doing back in the day? Yeah. You'd never see your damn kids.
Right.
You know? Other than your firstborn son, the rest of them can literally go die. Yeah.
I knew that was coming.
I like this hotel Hideaway at Royalton Blue Waters. Is that where you were?
No, we were in Negril.
Did you talk to this Polynesian looking chiseled dude? Because that was
there were many of those at our resort. We made some friends. It was fun. We had a good time. All right. Payne and Pendergast with you. I hope you learned something in that segment, everybody, in case you ever go to Jamaica. And I'm open for recommendations if you want to ask any questions about the trip. I'll text you back. Damian Pierce was on Texans All Access. I feel like that's all we need to say. Advice for rookies from Damian Pierce, his cheat meal, and his plans for the pre-training camp break. We'll hear from Texans running back Damian Pierce coming up next.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I have Payne and Pendergast. Last ad here on the tipping part of the all-inclusive. And this is exactly what I experienced from this texter. Amy and I just got back from Jamaica. I was tipping frequently throughout there. We don't know what the rules are, but I was tipping. Texter says, Seth, we're at an all-inclusive in Puerto Vallarta several years ago. I tipped for every drink we got, and by day three, I could get anywhere near the I could be anywhere near the bar, and the bartender would be like, yo, senor, and he'd be handing the drinks over the top of everybody else to feed this particular texter. It got me a level of service, man. I was at a crowded bar. They came and found me first. So it was worth the I would say if you plan on doing that, bring a lot of ones and fives. You know, don't come with it because they're not going to change it for you or anything.
You know, like you know who's from Jamaica is Lakin Tomlinson.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. So you guys, you should bond with him over over your common background.
First interview I'm going to do.
You spent 5 days in Jamaica.
We're basically both Jamaican, yeah.
I don't think he went to high school in the U.S., but I don't know like when he still does a – he was doing an interview on Texans Radio, and he broke out his Jamaican accent. And I didn't know that he was from Jamaica.
Okay.
And at first, I was like, that's just kind of corny. Oh, okay, wait, no, okay.
He's from there.
That's his actual Jamaican accent.
Yeah. Oh, good. I got something to bond with Lakin Tomlinson over. Damian Pierce, not from Jamaica. He's from Georgia, but he is excellent when he's on Texans All Access. Seth, I feel like this is familiar advice that he's about. Damian Pierce was asked by John and Mark about advice he'd have for the rookies, and I feel like this is probably something that falls under the Tom Coughlin umbrella. Here's Damian Pierce's advice.
You're probably
if you're on time, you're late. If you're early, you're on time.
Okay.
Okay.
Be earlier.
Be early. Be early.
Be early than on time. Yeah. Okay.
If you're on time, you're late. If you're early, you're on time.
Yeah, dude, I don't. That's one thing. The training that's drilled into you in that regard.
It keeps saying PTSD.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's not even PTSD. It's just a way of operating in the world. It's really, really hard for me to show up less than 10 minutes early for something.
I'm the same.
I get really agitated if, oh, God help you, That's why I generally don't go out to dinner in groups anymore, because I get so tired of people not being there when the reservation is supposed
yeah.
to. When you're the person at 7 p.m. that's standing there trying to convince the hostess to hold the table for
yeah,
you.
Yeah, they'll be yeah. here. They'll be here. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So, no, in anything, yeah, I'm usually, unless it's something that I'm, the only time I'm late for something is when I'm just flat out, like, basically quiet protesting.
You're intentionally being late.
So,
yeah.
Like, yeah, this meeting is garbage and I don't want to be here. So I'm going to be here late. Yeah.
Here's Dameon Pierce. All right. So Dameon Pierce, they drafted Woody Marks. It seems like to provide them with an additional receiving threat out of the backfield. We know Joe Mixon. If anything, they might have wanted to use him more out of the backfield, catching the football. Dameon Pierce is not, that's not always been something they use him for. But Dameon Pierce contends this is something that I can do, and here's why I've been doing this. We used to play games as a youngster where I worked on my hands. Here's the game they used to play.
Me, I've always just been a football player. That's the first thing everybody learned playing football, playing catch. That's okay. That's how everybody got introduced to playing football. And one thing about me, the way I approach catching the ball is kind of fun, you know. You know, every ball is not going to be the best ball. Like, I remember growing up, well, we used to play a lot of games involving football, but one of them used to be like, we used to call it like, it's kind of like the same theme as like, the ground is lava. So if the ball touched the ground,
right.
you out. So the objective of us was like to throw you the craziest ball. Like, it was no good balls in that drill. So like, we'll be in the square, throw it low, yeah, throw it high, like just try to make you do these crazy catches. And like, that's like, we used to bet on that. Like, we'll probably put a dollar in, you know what I'm saying? Or we'll put the, what they call it, the fruit by the foot. So I remember we had fruit by the foot, Slim Jim, and a ring pop in one time. So just
Andy up with the ring pop.
Yeah, man, you already know. So just catching the football, you know, I take a lot of pride. Like you said, it's a thing that comes natural to me. You know, I don't feel out of place not catching the football. Now, me personally, I like being in open space. I like me one-on-one.
Okay, we'll get to Dameon catching balls in a second. Seth, I love that whatever these games he was playing as a youngster, that their form of currency is basically every bad thing you get when you stop at Buc-ee's. Ring pops, fruit by the foot, Slim Jims.
He grew up past the age of the bubblegum cigarettes. Those are always my favorite. Where
you could blow the sugar out. Yes. That was the smoke.
That's the America I want to live in, damn it. Where a kid's free to pretend he's smoking a cigarette that's actually just really bad bubblegum. It was the worst bubblegum.
It's a simpler time and place.
The bubblegum itself lasted about 45 seconds before it turned into particles in your mouth.
Dude.
But you got to act like you were Clark Gable for those precious couple minutes.
Clark Gable.
Damn it.
All right, now. Dameon Pierce catching the ball out of the back. Damien's going to need to probably catch the ball out of the backfield if he's going to want to make the team this year. That's a crowded running back room right now.
I don't know, though. I think that, I mean, Woody Marks, as we discussed, you know, he's the guy that hopefully can be a real threat as a receiver. And then obviously Joe Mixon and Nick Chubb can catch the ball just fine, the same way I'd say that Dameon Pierce can catch the ball just fine. We get back to my whole concern with Dameon Pierce is ever since he lost weight and got sleeker, he seems to not be as impressive at breaking tackles as he used to be. So you can turn him into a more athletic version of himself, but you're detracting from the thing that actually made him special, which was his ability to break tackles. So I don't know. Yeah, is he a competent receiver? Sure. He got 30 receptions his rookie year.
Yeah.
You know, and that was in a limited number of games or limited number of snaps.
Mm-hmm.
So it's something that it's good that he can do, but I don't think all of a sudden that's the key that's going to unlock the Texans offense.
Here's Dameon Pierce with what his cheat meal is.
Man, I'm going to tell Atlanta. He going to hear it anyway. Every third, I think whenever we have, anytime we have rice and steak on the same day or rice and chicken on the same day,
yeah.
You know, me and Chef Mike got this little pack that I give it to Chef Mike. What started out as a bowl of rice and steak turns into a hibachi. It's hibachi, fried rice.
So it's about some volume. Oh,
hibachi volume.
Yes. So Chef Mike can get the regular rice, fried up, soy sauce, teriyaki, get it all good. Yeah, I just make sure I'm quick with that one. I try to get out the cafe for that.
So Damien's basically turning the team chef into a chef at Benihana's when it's his cheat meal.
Sounds like he's good to have following your tipping strategy.
Yeah.
I think he's having to, you know, he's getting a little extra special consideration.
Mm-hmm. He knows.
Good job, Dameon.
DP knows, man. DP knows. Do you have to focus more on your diet with age? Damian Pierce is the best. Here's Damian Pierce on that.
Well, no, it's crazy. Like, the older I got, I don't know why, but the less appetite I have. Like, I've been eating less, actually.
Okay.
It's kind of been hard for me to kind of eat.
Really?
Like, I don't got to a point where, man, I'm probably eating twice. If I'm eating three times a day, it's three small meals for sure. But okay. Like, as I got older, man, it's just getting the food in me. That's become harder.
See, this goes into what you're saying. We need a Damian Pierce that wants five meals a day, not two meals a day.
I want to hear that Damian Pierce got fined for not making his weight.
Yes.
Damian Pierce failed his conditioning test. That's good news.
Oh, yeah.
I don't need you to run a mile. The old Earl Campbell dynamic. Yeah, when it's third and a mile, I'll worry about it. I need Damian Pierce to barrel for 7 yards, damn it. He does. He sounds like an old man there.
Yeah.
It's just like I get this image of him in a 90-degree room with a shawl over because he's cold all the time and never wants to eat.
Three meals? It's three small meals? I'm like, come on, man. That's not the Damian Pierce I saw. Running over seven different Jaguars back in 2022.
He's got to get married. He's got to get married to a nurturing woman that overfeeds him.
Yes.
Whatever, you know what she needs? You know, because, you know, Henry Toa Toa's wife had to adjust because Henry said, hey, I'm fat. We need to switch up what we're eating. Henry Toa Toa's wife can go cook for Damian.
Yes.
And cook all the really good, just comfort food type of stuff for Damian.
Yes.
And that way she'll be happy. Damian will be fat and happy and breaking tackles.
Weirdest version of wife swap ever. No, nothing's going on. She's just going around cooking for the guy. Just, you know, he just needs fattier foods.
Did you ever watch that show, Wife Swap?
One time.
Like, did you watch just once?
One time when it was Rowdy Roddy Piper and Ric Flair swapping wives. I had to watch that.
A celebrity wife swap.
Yeah.
Those circles, too. I feel like they might take it way too literally.
I would never, ever, ever swap wives with Ric Flair. In a million years, I wouldn't
God,
do it.
God, no. No, she'd come back with a big Ric Flair tattoo on her back.
Well, and Rick's been a lot of places.
You're not allowed to make eye contact with it.
Rick's been a lot of places, man.
No kidding.
Yeah.
What kind of microbiomes you're bringing back into the house.
I'm good.
Speaking of not looking at things, that's what I grew a mustache yesterday. Well, I mean, it was I shaved my beard except for the mustache.
Okay.
I was like, yeah, I'm going to see. You know why? Because that annoying guy that was sitting behind home plate at the Dodgers game, I think on Saturday. Okay, it just looked like every 25-year-old dude looks like these days with a mustache and sunglasses.
I'm not crazy. All right, I'm like, I was asking myself, is Seth growing a mustache? Are you going to let that thing grow out?
Apparently not, according to Brandy.
She didn't like it?
Brandy last night said, literally, please stop looking at me. All I see is that mustache.
Yeah.
It's like it's your whole face.
Yeah,
when I wake up, I would like it if it was gone.
I think we know where she stands, at least.
Yeah, so I did not shave it off
last
night.
Yeah, good job, Seth.
I'm an independent man.
That's right.
Damn it.
Don't get pushed around.
That's right.
Yeah, good job.
I'm enjoying it. I kind of like the...
I don't think it looks bad. I mean, it's...
I think it looks horrible, but I'm enjoying it.
No, they're kind of more in nowadays, you know?
Oh, like, no, they're totally way more in.
Yeah.
I know, the mustache came back, ironically, amongst guys kind of... I felt like I would see a guy wearing a mullet and a mustache and be like, well, this is a funny guy.
Yeah.
Because clearly he's kind of zany. To where now it became the uniform almost of anybody that watches or a bunch of Barstool. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's
it. So now I'm like, oh, you're just an average, D-bag 25-year-old. Yeah, so that's what I want to look like. Your average D-bag.
So you just did it for the hell of it? Shaved it that? Like,
yeah, I was clipping the rest of my beard, and I was like, oh, just keep a little mustache.
See what it looks like. Yeah, yeah. Dip your toe in the water. I got you.
YouTube comments, weigh in. Keep the mustache or get rid of it.
Yes, chat room, text page. Yeah, yeah. Well,
I'm going to start drinking milk. Just so I can have Jesse. Yeah, yeah.
You might get a sponsorship.
I want to be the kind of guy that has soup in his mustache at any given time.
Yes, yes, yes.
Remember the old guy from those Titans videos back in the day? They used to. It was one of their front office executives.
He had
the creepiest long mustache.
Yes.
Ever.
Yeah.
It was odd. It was really strange. It looked like they plunked him just right off of a TVA project up in the.
I'm Googling
the
him during
somewhere.
The break. I'm gonna find his name during him. And that offensive line coach for the Cleveland Browns on Hard Knocks that one year that used to stick his gut out after
the big belly. Yeah.
He'd say, Set Hut, and his butt. Yeah, and his gut would stick out. And he had a horrible mustache as well.
I bet if I Google Titans mustache, yep, pops right up. Steve Underwood's wild mustache.
Steve Underwood. Yeah, that's right.
He looks like he was probably like a Civil War reenactor.
Yep.
type yep. dude or something.
On the side.
Oh, no, no. It was crazy. Sean, it wasn't just the mustache. It was the goatee also.
Oh, man.
So it looks like there's a muffin on his face.
Dude.
They both, like, the top mustache grows down to meet the goatee that goes up. So you can't see his mouth at
all. I don't even want to know what was living in there, man. I don't even want to know what was living inside that beard and mustache. All right. Final segment coming up. And we'll find out what the guys got going on In the Loop today. If you missed it earlier, we talked about Oral Hershiser, and I'm sure many of you saw the video and audio this past weekend of Hershiser seemingly invoking the being better than everybody else scandal. How are we supposed to react to this now 8 years later? Have we gotten it out of our system? Is this a white flag on the behalf of the opponent? How should we process this? Do it with us. We'll do that coming up next.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Payne and Pendergast with you. All right, we know the Astros blistered the Dodgers on Friday on the 4th of July, 18-1. It really is one of the greatest days in the history of our country. The 4th of July, but particularly this 4th of July, was one of the greatest days in the history of our country.
It really was, and it started off with an absolute bludgeoning. 18-1, worst Dodgers loss they've ever taken in Dodgers Stadium.
Yes.
That's pretty impressive.
That's cooking, man. Yeah,
she's been around a while there in the
Chavez Dodgers, Ravine, yeah.
The Dodgers ditch, I like to call it.
yes. So that was fun. During the game, Oral Hershiser, former Astros Cy Young winner, who is their color analyst on the local broadcast now, as Cam Smith is hitting yet another extra base hit to center field, had this to say.
hit hard to deep center field. Páez on the run. He'll turn and watch this one wedge itself in the bottom of the wall. And Cam Smith flying into second, anchoring there with another extra base hit for the Astros. Double homer double to open third against Gasperius.
I don't want to open an old wound, but in some ways, they're swinging at these breaking balls like they know what it's coming.
Okay. Don't want to rip open an old wound.
Just real quick, you said Astros pitcher, Dodgers pitcher.
Dodgers pitcher. I meant Dodgers. Yeah. Thank you. Yeah.
I don't want to open up an old wound, but even though I probably thought about this for a while, and I was one of the whiniest of whiners about all of this back when this was hot and heavy news. Now, dude, you know what you're doing. You know exactly what you're doing.
Yeah.
I don't want to open up an old wound, but it looks like they know exactly what's coming.
That's all the right. Old wound. The old wound is the tell. Because the rest of his explanation, the next 20 seconds sounded like this.
That is not a bad pitch. It's really a very good pitch. Low and away. Probably would have ended up by the ankles if it would have made it past the bat. That's the other thing that you analyze. You analyze your grip, your delivery, your glove position on different pitches. Am I giving something away?
Okay, so the last part there, he's like, you know, he's talking about something the pitcher is doing to damage himself. But the old wound, I don't want to rip open old wounds, but it looks like they know what's coming.
Yeah.
Now, people got mad about that, told Orr Hershiser to go bleep himself, all those things.
I like to lean into it.
You do?
I just, honestly, yeah, I'll tell the Dodgers. I tell every Dodgers fan I can. Like, we cheat better than you. And you guys are really dumb to not be able to figure it out all these years. It stopped working against everybody else. Do you see what we've done offensively this year?
Yep.
Not much.
Yeah.
Scored 18 runs against you guys because you guys are behind Scrubs. The times, man.
That's right.
Yeah. You guys, you're out there spending the highest payroll in all of baseball for what? So you can whine and complain about your injuries? We got injuries too, buddy.
Yeah.
You know what we do better than you? We cheat.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
And then you go...
You don't need to do that last part. Myself, when I saw that, I'm like, it's been 8 years. It's been 5 years since the Astros got punished for it. I'm like, all right, if you're joking around about it, you know, but just the mere fact that you're bringing it up shows that your team is in a bad place right now. I just look at it like a white flag. Like, if you're bringing that up now, it means we got you. At least for today, we do. You know, like, that's – so I – man, I don't want to tell people how to fan or how to feel about it. Like, don't get mad. I would tell you, if you ask my advice, don't get mad about it anymore. Like, if you sound – You sound a little insane if you're bringing it up as an actual thing, you know?
This is what I was curious about, though. Who was what inning was that? Do you remember the situation when he said that after what hit?
They went double homer double. I'd have to go look at the box score.
Because Kasperius had given up 6 runs, but then Davis gave up 10 runs later on.
Right, right.
And I'd be curious if it was when Davis was pitching, then that would be a whole, like, okay, well, this is something. That would be almost like a loose accusation of cheating because it would be for multiple pitchers, not just for one guy.
Yep. And the later in the game, I guess. Whatever inning they went double home or double was when it happened.
I lost. I did not once try to keep track of that entire score.
I'm so mad I didn't get to watch that game. That would have been so fun to watch. I didn't get to see it. I'm kind of sad.
I passed that whole a hot dog per inning test.
Did you really?
Yeah.
You did. You went 9?
Yeah. Oh, nice. I know. I wasn't thinking about it. I just realized I eat like 11
I looked
or 12
up and I realized
dogs.
I did the 9 hot dog challenge.
I ate definitely at least 9 hot dogs. Man. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was good. I celebrated. I celebrated all things on Friday.
4th of July?
It was a great day. Yeah. We had a campfire. We had s'mores. We had an Astros bludgeoning of a team from the state of California. What's that?
You have fireworks?
No, just what do you call them? The sparklers.
Sparklers, yeah. That's all right. That's old school. I like it.
Yeah.
Yeah. There were Astro fans saying this was the best weekend. This was the best they felt after an Astros game or series since the 2022 World Series.
That's a good one. That's interesting. I'm trying to think of one. This is just such a unorthodox group, and it's so much different. Even though the Astros have had scrappy bunches, in the last couple of years, we've spent some time, you know, saying at various times, like, boy, you know what? This actually is a lot more fun even though this team isn't as good as previous ones, when they go on a really nice stretch, it's more fun because it feels more unlikely.
Yeah.
But this one just breaks all the boundaries in terms of it not making any sense. It makes sense when you look at it and you start to realize, okay, well, the bullpen is really good. The defense has been a huge part of it. You look at some of these performances, and we saw, you know, yesterday's game was close right up until the eighth inning, and you saw like where it could have gone wrong once Myers isn't out there and you've got two guys in left field and center that you don't feel great about, like Cooper Hummel had a couple of misplays over the last couple days in left field. You can see where it's a finely tuned machine right now. And if you lose some of that fielding or something, things could go really south. But by and large, they just play really well defensively.
I have not gone back through the game log for the last two seasons. I'm just saying, and again, you know, what we're talking about here is people on Twitter saying that this is the best they felt about the Astros, the best they felt about the Astros since the end of the 2022 World Series. I would just say this about the last two seasons, Seth, that between all the injuries, between the whole Jose Abreu thing, new manager, you know, switching from Dusty to Joe Espada between 23 and 24, the fact that both postseasons ended in such horrible, horrible fashion, losing every home game to the Rangers 2 years ago and then losing in a sweep in the wild card round to the Tigers at home this past year. That obviously neither postseason was one you felt good about at the end. You felt horrible about both of them. And both seasons were such a slog. They, you know, the division races were very close both years, you know, and this looks like the Astros might run away with this thing. You know, they're gonna get more guys back. You know, I count on the baseball gods that there's more coming onto this team than is gonna be going off of this team over the next several weeks, and the schedule just sets up so nice. I'm with those. I am with those tweeters. Like, this is, they're 20 games over 500. I mean, they were 18 and 18, 36 games in. They're 55 and 35 right now. 55 and 35 is what, 37 and 17?
Mm-hmm.
That's a crazy run for a team that's piecing it together with Gusto and Colton Gordon and Brandon Walter and Zach Short and Cooper Hummel and Caratini having to play a crucial role as your only lefty bat in some of the combinations. Victor Caratini bats cleanup for this team on a fairly regular basis right now. That's who they are right now, and they're winning games.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
It's crazy. So don't let up on the Guardians this week, man. Don't take your foot off the gas pedal, please. Please, please.
That was early in the game, by the way, when Kasparius was still in, when the Astros tagging for the home run, double home run.
That sequence?
Yeah, yeah, I think Walker hit it off of a four-seamer, whatever it might be. Yeah, they probably had a good tell on Kasparius. So do better, Dodgers.
That's right, man. That's right. Best part about the win is the Dodger fans had to stay until the end to see the fireworks. Yeah, we've talked about that. That was good.
Did they have to? Like, why'd they have to?
But there were
kids.
Kids. Yeah, the kids.
Those kids, the same children who previously were being encouraged to hit Jose Altuve placard in the head with a baseball.
That's right.
Those animals, those demons,
those kids
out there, those Dodgers fans were telling their kids to cheer for Altuve to get hit in the head.
It's funny.
Yes. Those same kids. The ones who have each reached a the ones who are now adults. Yes, I wish they would have.
Sean, I didn't know Errol Flynn was guest hosting today. That mustache is pretty sweet. They're telling me your mustache. What's the YouTube saying about your mustache?
The people were for it so far when I was checking earlier.
Okay.
But I don't know if they're encouraging it because it looks stupid and they want to keep laughing.
I want Brandy to get on YouTube and go into the chat room and just start chat room brawling with everybody over this.
The first thing she said to me this morning was like, "Oh, you still have your mustache?" I was like, "Yeah. Well, you know, I've only been conscious for like 7 minutes longer than you. When do you think I'm going to take care of this? I got a really important job to do, lady."
That's right, man. No, we got to get those hot takes out. Have you ever had them? Is this the first time since you got married that you've had a mustache? Or?
This is my first mustache. I've had facial hair all over the place.
Are you serious?
First time I've just gone a standalone mustache.
Someone is saying
I was always self-conscious because I can't grow the hair in the middle part.
I don't think right you're there. Alone, though, man.
I think a lot of people now. I'll never be Tom Selleck.
I saw Seth's Astro highlight video. Well, who's Tom? Yeah, none of us will be Tom Selleck. This is a text. Yeah, you did an Astros video yesterday on your YouTube channel and your TikTok. They said that the stash, this texter said the stash makes you look like you should have a dirty British accent. I don't know what that means.
Yeah, I do. I look like that guy from England who goes around giving compliments out to people.
Yeah.
You ever seen that?
Yeah.
He's pretty funny. He's wearing like a smoking jacket.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, people would think he's heckling people or something, except he's actually giving them genuinely nice compliments.
Okay.
In a very funny way. But it always feels a little bit creepy to me.
Yeah.
I think that's who I'm kind of channeling.
Okay. Do you think, will you have this tomorrow when you, 6 a.m. tomorrow, YouTube fires up, is the mustache on your face tomorrow?
Yeah, I think I got to go. I just got to push this to the limit now.
Okay.
Usually what will happen is when it's hot out, I'll end up shaving my head at some point and shaving it just for maximum surface area.
Yes.
I feel like I can get away with having the mustache isn't going to make me feel hot.
No, I don't think so. I think it'll be okay. Oral Hershiser.
I'll never be a wax mustache guy, though. Don't worry about that.
Okay. And I was worried. Oral Hershiser, does Astros sign stealing cause, one, the Dodgers to score 1-4-1 runs in this series? Two, ball four on 3-2 count with the bases loaded to a rookie with the game tied at 2.
Yeah.
That might be one of the most underrated at-bats of the year, man.
Oh, my gosh. That was so good. Short. I would have struck out 4 times.
Yes.
I mean, he was in the ball. The fourth ball that he took was right up there, and that umpire was a little erratic yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
So that was an impressive display of discipline out of a guy that's got a 167 career batting average.
Yeah, and the Guardians come to town tonight, and they're going to look at the lineup and go, "Hold on a second, we've lost 10 straight games. We've scored 15 runs in those games, and the Astros are 20 games over 500 with Zach Short, Cooper Hummel." Who knows what's wrong with you? Like, honestly, this Jake Meyers calf injury now is a thing.
Did that texter call Zach a rookie?
He called him a rookie, yeah.
No, he's been around since 2021.
Yeah.
He's not a rookie.
No. So, Guardians in town tonight. 3 with the Guards, and then Rangers coming in later this week. Luke Morrow, Chris Partee in for John Lopez and Reggie Adetula. Gentlemen, did you have a nice 4th of July weekend?
Yeah, it was good.
Yeah?
No complaints.
That's good.
It was great.
Chill.
Yeah, it was great. And it makes you realize, like, every weekend should be a 3-day weekend.
Wouldn't that be awesome?
Yeah.
Oh,
Wouldn't that just be the best?
There's places that do that, right? There's places that let you work 4 10-hour days instead of, you know, the 5 8-hour days.
I would jump on that in a heartbeat.
Would you?
If I had the option of, like, 3 12-hour days plus every now and then you got to work a half day or something every other week. Yeah.
Okay.
That would be great.
What about the option of 4 5-hour shows versus 5 4-hour shows?
I would rather do 5 4-hour shows.
Yeah. Yeah. See that extra hour, man.
It makes a difference. It's not work
until the fourth hour. That's where it feels sometimes.
No, it's
that's the cutoff point.
3-hour show's the sweet spot, but I'm not complaining. I like a 4-hour show. 5-hour show is a beast. That back in the day when we had the triple threat doing the 5-hour show with me, Rich Lord, and Ted Johnson, boy, that drove Ted Johnson to places, man. 5 hour, that extra hour.
By the way, you know who gets acknowledged and thanked at the end of Bill Belichick's book? Is Ted Johnson.
No way.
And I was curious about it.
No way.
They have a strained relationship. You know, Ted's gone after Bill Belichick for the way he handled his concussion and everything. Mm. I can tell it was a long list of players. And I think it was probably guys who had been captains on Super Bowl teams or something.
Yeah.
But I was surprised that Ted was in there. I didn't know how. And in the audio version, he didn't thank his girlfriend, Jordan Hudson.
Oh, really?
Didn't call her his muse.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I was listening for it.
That's interesting. So was Ted just part of a long list of players, or did he specify a reason to thank Ted?
It was a long list of players.
Okay.
So, but it was all, you know, and it was a lot of guys. It was Teddy Bruschi and all the, you know, Mike Vrabel. It wasn't a long, long list of players.
I got you.
So I was maybe they've, I don't know, mended fences.
Okay.
Somewhat
maybe.
Sounds
maybe.
Like a select list right there. Like a selected few.
Yeah. Well, it's to Seth's point, if you had told me before the book was being written that Ted would be on the list of players being thanked, I would have said, no way.
Mm. Yeah.
Because it was all over concussions and everything else. Yeah. It was pretty ugly. It was pretty ugly. So what's going on the show today, boys? What's the are we still doing a question of the day?
Of course. Okay. Got to keep the in the loop staple.
Yeah,
got to keep it going.
Oh, it's great.
Yeah, okay. Because of we had quite a few options, but we narrowed it down. We figured because of the hot dog eating contest on July 4th.
Yeah.
And
Joey Chestnut.
Credit to Reggie, who's not here today, but he was talking about this with something else last week, a different topic, and it gave me the idea. But the question being, what is something that is not a sport, but you treat it like a sport?
Okay.
As so many people take that hot dog eating contest very seriously.
Very serious. One for me is a hot dog eating contest.
Yeah.
As you know, I'm a former professional eater.
That's
right. I finished 10th in the kolache eating contest in 2007 against one Joseph Chestnut.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I finished 10th out of 10.
But you finished them.
I ate 7. It's on eatfeats.com. I ate 7. He ate 56.
Oh, God.
But the easy one for me is probably WWE. I treat that as a real sport.
I guess for me, I don't know how. I would say any kind of manual labor. It's because I grew up always kind of racing. Like when you're stacking hay, you're racing your brother or you're racing your uncle or something. Mm-hmm. Like who can do the most work the fastest. Which is a huge blow to your expectations when you go to an actual job place yeah. and you see people who aren't working on the family farm. Like, hey, why are you not doing this 1,000 miles per hour all the time? So I'd say, yeah, any kind of labor, even when I'm doing yard work now, I always feel like I got to time myself and grade myself at the end of it. It's always a competition with any kind of manual labor.
That's a good one. That's a really good one right there. Okay, real quick, y'all are complaining about 4-hour days when some of us do 6 to 7 12-hour days. Seth and I work outside of the show.
I wasn't complaining about it at all. No. I said it wasn't even real work until one extra show. Plus, listen, I know everything I need to know about you, buddy. The fact that you think because we're on air 4 hours that's the only time we work,
exactly.
You're a clock puncher, and you'll never be anything more.
Wow.
Get that out of your mind.
Look at that.
I was looking out for that
guy.
It's
a 24-hour-a-day job.
It's good. It's right.
I suggested.
It really is.
Heard of Twitter?
Yeah.
All right. Hey, by the way, Crosstalk sponsored by D&M Auto Lease. That is the one thing I wasn't able to stay away from when I was on vacation. I still I still got on there.
So addicting.
It
is what it is.
Hot takes aren't going to bake themselves.
They don't.
Yeah. Crosstalk sponsored again by D&M Auto Leasing. All right, gentlemen, we will make way for Luke Morrow and Chris Partee in for the fellas here on In the Loop. Seth, antibodies to you. It's great to see you again, my friend.
Antibodies, and try not to kick your dog because you're so stressed out about your job when you get home.
I'll be okay.
Can you do that for me in Lance McCullers?
I'll do that. Yeah, you got that. All right. All right, Payne and Pendergast, we are done for the day. We are out of time. You're listening to KILT AM, KILT FM HD2, Houston, an Odyssey sports station.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.